美国的民主自由呢，是几百年来千千万万的人。
The American democracy is at the stage where we're at a turning point.
还有很长的路要走。有一句话叫做 the more perfect union， 就是说能够
we either continue the path that we have been, which we survived quite a few, you know, crises in the past, and we were able to still keep going on down the right path for this great American democracy. And we're at that turning point again.
它是非常非常需要保护的，所以希望大家能够
where if it goes wrong, we can completely lose it within years. So we will lose all this over 200 years of experiment. And everybody needs to care because most people, they're so engrossed in their everyday lives, but also need to understand without the democracy, everything they care about can be gone tomorrow.
My name is Ray Fontreau. I'm the Civic Engagement Specialist here at the Chinese Community Center of Houston.
To have a sense of community and belonging is what all humans want. When you are at a place that you feel like you're the perpetual outsider and you are being treated like a perpetual outsider, and then you feel vulnerable. When you feel vulnerable, you tend to stay in your bubble, so you only get your news from inside your bubbles. Chinese people love to get their news from WeChat, and people will be passing these articles around and be like, who wrote it? I was like, oh, I don't know, like Cousin Vinny sent it to me. I was like, yeah, but who wrote it? Well, I don't know, I just agree with it. I was like, yeah, but it's completely false. WeChat is different from Facebook. It's more similar to Messenger, right? So the articles you receive will be like passed to you from a friend. And when something from a friend, you tend not to be as on guard. You tend to believe it. That's why it makes all these misinformation, disinformation so easily spread. It's something hard for people to see outside of their bubbles. I feel we just need to be patient because I do believe most people are good people. The majority of the people, when they come here, they always carry their memories of their how their country, their home country worked. And when they come here, they make the same assumptions. For example, the concept of independent school district is very unique here in the United States. And also the concept of, oh, this little town or little city, they get to do whatever they want as long as it's following the federal and state laws, right? And then if they are within the county, depending on the jurisdictions, they also need to follow the county ordinance, right? That's a very hard concept because in other countries, they have the hierarchies, right? You get your, you know, federal, well, for lack of better words, the central government, and then you get your maybe province, you know, or whatever that is. And then the next will be, well, maybe the cities. And there's a hierarchy, right? But over here, it's not hierarchy. It's more like a collaboration of governments, right? Supposedly. Supposedly. So I realized that in order for a democracy to be healthy and strong, everybody needs to be involved and educated.